Hey guys, welcome to the Learn Feng Shui podcast, where you'll learn Feng Shui from a classical point of view, taking out the myth and superstition. So if you're interested in learning Feng Shui, Chinese astrology, all things Chinese metaphysics, as well as the superstitions and myths that connect it all, you'll enjoy learning Feng Shui with me. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. Very excited to welcome in my special guest, Zach Louis, a returning guest here. I had him in October just because I thought it was very interesting to talk about ancestor worship and Yin House Feng Shui with a leading expert in Eastern metaphysics like Zach Louis. So he also is a shaman, folk priest, registered acupuncturist, and a master of medical Qigong. So it really does give this interesting aspect. We kind of go throughout this episode, and he mentions a lot of Chinese medicine, things we may be experiencing, physical symptoms in our body, which I think is just a really interesting insight, you know, from him. I also thought that his insight with the being a former relationship and dating coach, that he would, you know, have something to offer from that perspective too. And although we don't really specifically talk about that aspect, he does offer some insights also into, you know, self-love and stuff like that. So seems to be an overwhelming theme of the month. So we should all be paying attention to that, right? Last week's episode being about self-love. So in addition, he is the Usui Reiki Master Teacher, a certified trainer from the Results Over Image Institute, studying directly with Andrea Vidimus for several years, and has specialized in Pure Land Buddhist and Taoist magics, and is an international radio co-host, which is how I found him. I actually found him on YouTube, and I'll link all his channels below where you can find him. So Zach has also trained in Shaolin Kung Fu, internal martial arts such as Yang Tai Chi Chuang and Bagua Zhang, and currently Zach is teaching classical Chinese medicine, Qigong, Usui Reiki, meditation, and stillness, and is considered a powerful folk priest amongst his peers in the community. So very happy to welcome back Zach Louis. Y'all, hope you guys enjoy this episode. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. So, I mean, new year, new relationships, right? New possibilities. Yeah. So, I mean, when we're looking at things, there's a plethora because there's 12 different options.
Yeah, for sure. And I know, kind of talking just off camera, yeah, we can look at a whole slew of different things when we're talking about relationships, and we're looking at things like the Batsa, or, you know, the four pillars. But just kind of, you know, keeping it light, you know, and kind of looking at some of the zodiac signs here. Again, it really is just one aspect of it, because you can look at those heavenly stems. We can look at the zodiac signs, those earth branches. Yes. And so we have four different zodiac signs. So, you know, where do we look at, I suppose, when we're looking at that? I think the most impactful one, I would say, would be that day pillar.
Relationships is what? Yeah. It's your day stem, per se.
Yes.
Right? So this is where, I mean, you want to look at your spouse, you want to look at your intimate relationship. I mean, you got to look at the animal there. So depending on the year, this is where, I mean, we could have different phases for things. So it could be like, oh, are you metal, are you wood, etc. This is a wood year. This is a growth year. On top of that, you have the structure of earth, which is supportive and nutritive and grounding. So this is where, well, depending on where your sign's falling into, you might have a little more self-growth to do comparatively. So this is where if your day stems end up being something like an ox or a dog, it is going to be a little bit of a rougher time on that. And we can definitely put in physical symptoms for that. So like ox could be correlated to liver in Chinese medicine. This is where you might feel like you're stuck in the mud. You're going to be a little more stubborn. You're going to have maybe some anger issues that pop up around this. If it's pericardium, it's about that protected aspect. So you might actually look like you're a little too closed off on things. Maybe you don't want to be vulnerable. So if you're actually working on that, obviously you've broken the rules, but that means you actually got to work through stuff on more of the other categories of what could be decent. Like those are the not good points. But if you're having a monkey, rooster, rat, I mean, this is a good year to possibly find a spouse. Now, obviously, there's a lot more interchanges with this because you have three other pillars to play games with. But just from a day pillar perspective, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, for sure. And then before we hit record too, we were kind of talking about looking at some of that shadow side. So you mentioned the, if we're coming to, if we have the dog in our zodiac or if we have the ox in our zodiac, that could be a little bit of a more difficult year. But when we have that clash, I really think it can bring up, about really looking at what's not working for us and kind of facing those
Absolutely.
issues,
Right. I mean, you have an opposition here where it's like if you have this idea of the dog, it's like, what's the opposition to that? It's literally the dragon. It's directly across from each other. So it's saying, okay, are you willing to be not just vulnerable? It's like, are you ready to be a shaker? If you're kind of in a vulnerable place, that's a scary point to be saying you're being a shaker this year. There's a lot of transformations you're going to have to do to be like, well, I'm hurt. I have these vulnerabilities. I don't want to give up. I want to be more closed off. I wonder if they just want to be with one person. But maybe you just need to be the show this year. And maybe trying some creative endeavors, being seeing the light in the darkest places. Because maybe generally, if you have more of an ox point, you might be a little more pessimistic this year. So the hard change is going to say, well, maybe there is some good things. What's the one good thing you can see today? And move forward from that point. So this is obviously completely opposite of what we're used to, but this is where it comes down to if we're looking at this from a cultivation standard, we should be or we could be pushing the envelope of being all 12 zodiacs instead of just four. So this is getting into the honesty checks and saying like, well, what do you really want? And what is it going to take to get that? Because what most people want for relationships is not what they actually think they want. Right, it ends up being something where if unless you've done that honesty check, like most people might want sex. Some people want like domination. These aren't love, right? If you want that, more power to you, but this is like it's not love, but people often confuse the fact. So this is where saying, like, well, what is it that you want? And then from there saying, like, yeah, I actually maybe I just want the sex. And then we're going to give you a whole different thing, like talking about the peach blossom, for example. And just go and tell them that.
It
But this is
disconnects the love
what,
from the that's
right? Because these are two separate things. Like a lot of people are like, oh, it's the same thing. It's like, it's not the same thing. If you just want to get laid, go get laid. If you want relationships, then what relationship are you pulling into yourself? Because you have to reflect in the mirror and say, like, well, am I ready for this? Because usually the partner is going to be a reflection of you in some regard, the pros and the cons. So this is where again, shadow issues kind of feed into each other. You're going to find someone that clicks with your shadow issues, and then they're going to kind of make a mutual alliance. So that's the positive side and the negative side. So this is about the communication aspects. If you're having problems with communication, you're going to have to look at certain zodiac signs to help you with that.
Which
Sure.
zodiacs do you think will have the best luck in this year? Year of the Dragon. What are your
Best one,
predictions?
I mean, that's
Best luck in
hard,
love.
right? Because you have to look at your start. We're just doing five phases, though. I'd probably say like it's probably going to be something like your rabbit. Still, like they transitioned out that year, but they're still getting those benefits on that. You have that aspect. I mean, you also have probably the dragon itself, right? Anyone paying those bills is fair game. Now, the other thing that would be a weird contender is anything that would probably be like the horse. I know a lot of people don't expect the horse on that one, but if we're just talking about pure five phases, that's where you're at. It's like the horse or the snake, depending. So this is where I would look at that and say, best luck is relative, right? Like this is where I say luck is relative. But if you're saying purely from the elemental spectrum, anything that's a fire correlation or anything that's a wood correlation, you're in the bill for on
Have some good luck
things.
this year. So I agree. I have a again, we kind of talked beforehand, and I use what are called the symbolic stars. So my predictions are based on the symbolic stars here, but I also say snake because they have sky happiness. Which represents like happy events, a possible marriage ceremony, if you think about it along those lines, just kind of happy times, happy events, and fun with family. And so I would put them there, a possible marriage. And then the red matchmaker, which also kind of symbolizes taking that marriage or taking that relationship to the next level. Like if you're in a serious relationship, maybe you move in together, maybe to get engaged or decide to get married. And for me, randomly enough, that's the pig.
So yeah, pigs could have some love luck this year, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's kind of like depends how you want to take those elements. At least from a Chinese Michael's parent, they're still footing the bill for fire, right? And water correlations. So if you're taking it from more of just the astrology side, again, there's so many different systems how you can play this. It just
Yeah.
depends who you're talking about,
Yeah,
right?
for sure. Yes. Let me see here. So, for okay luck, which ones do you think would have luck this year, maybe?
And look, I'm probably thinking, I would generally say, like, at least in the Chinese medicine side, it's probably rooster and monkey on things right now. If you're going the astrology route, that's a little bit opposite because you'd be like, well, those are metal possibly on the correlations. But at least in Chinese medicine, they would say that's water. So this is like, why do I say they're on that spectrum? Because it's being drained this year, right? You're looking at like, and you look at Earth, it's a double control mechanism on things. They're getting drained on the generation point, and they're getting drained on the control aspect. So I wouldn't say that they're the absolute worst because they're still generating something on that particularly.
But maybe the energy is being spent out.
It's been spent out on more things, and then this comes out to like, oh, what's happening with your urination? What's happening with your lower back? What's happening with your knees? Can you support yourself? Because you're getting twisted and pulled in multiple directions. I think that's probably the hardest thing for those two correlated zodiac signs, at least from a Chinese medicine interpretation.
I'm gonna have to, I have a rooster. I'm gonna have to watch my rooster this year. So in terms of health, right? I'll have to check that out. For me, I actually put rooster also because they have the peach blossom, but they also have this what's called the salty pool, and that could kind of relate to situationship type relationships, maybe not long-term relationships. So it might be fun for somebody who's dating, but maybe somebody that's in a serious relationship might want to be cautious about that, maybe getting more attention this year, you know. And then the dragon, I put dragon only because it has some good and bad also. So it has a golden carriage, which could represent again kind of that next level in a relationship, but the hidden corpse star, which can represent something being, you know, like skeleton in the closet, something coming out maybe that your partner didn't know about. So I caution that. And then the horse with the separating edge could represent the ending of a relationship. So those to me are kind of the this year, kind of the
Yeah, I mean, this is where, when you're thinking about those things, it's always like the stars are always a weird play because they could go multiple ways with them, right? We can do general predictions, say like, yeah, this is what generally means. There are ways of hacking it every single time, though.
Oh
So,
yeah, we have our choices. We have our
yeah, we
choices
have
for
our
sure.
choices, right? So this is kind of like, for viewers, I mean, we're talking about generalities right now. If you do have that in,
Yes.
you know the hacks, right? So.
For sure. And anyone, so for example, like I mentioned, I have a rooster, but you know, to me, I feel like I could use the peach blossom more for work. You know, I could be, you know, hopefully more likable at work and stuff like that. So to me, that's kind of how I feel like you can use that energy also. It doesn't always have to be a romantic, you know, attraction, but more along the lines of just attracting people to you and friendships and stuff like that too, being more
Absolutely, especially
charismatic.
with a peach blossom, it's likability, right? Like this is like a lot of people will be like, well, how's that skill set that people like you? It makes a big difference if you're doing your own business. Like, you're doing your own business there. That's kind of a huge thing. If people like you or don't like you, that's a decision of I'm going to do the service or not, right? So this is kind of one of those hidden skill sets that you can actually milk it. With a peach blossom. I know a lot of people are like, oh, be wary. It's like, no, you don't need to be wary. You just need to understand what the context is, right? Because, like, what's a rooster going to be? A rooster is going literally peacock. So that means, this year you might actually consider, like, looking at your warrior and seeing, like, how do I get more flashy? Is that going to bring interest? Absolutely, right? So there's like, and especially from like when we're talking about the kidneys in Chinese medicine, you're talking about sex appeal, right? It might not go there. But it's still one of these things that it's one of those, like, if you have it, flaunt it, use it, right? Money is money. So this is
If
obviously.
people find you attractive, then they'll be more likely to do business with you. Like,
Right.
so
They're going most
exactly.
likely to do business with you, and they're most likely going to be like more open to suggestions at that point. Right. So this is kind of like at that point, that skill set's very good to have. So if it's in your charts, like that's another way you can perceive it.
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't always have to have that negative connotation, and you can definitely use it to your advantage in a different way. I have heard other like Chinese metaphysics people call it charisma. So instead of just the peach blossom. So yeah, it can definitely be charisma. Let me think here. Caution is, which zodiac signs do you think need to be more cautious this year as far as maybe not even just romance, but just maybe in general, we can go kind of that way too.
I would probably say it's your dog, right? That's the complete opposite. This is like, that's going to be a point where you're going to have to be a little more cautious. Like this is a daring year. This isn't like you sit in your doghouse, chill out and get your bowl of food. Like you're going to have to go hunting and play fetch. And it's not the fetch that you're used to. Like you will be dancing quite a bit. So it's like, whereas before you might be used to being more of like a, I don't know, maybe you want to be a corgi, right? Like that's kind of like your lifestyle. You might have to become a border collie this year, right? So
gotcha.
You got to be a lot more athletic. You got to keep going and you got to have almost like that dragon-like tenacity to keep going. Generally with a dog, I find it's like, yes, it's protective, but then it gets a little bit lazy. Right, it's like I've done my job. I'm at home. Cool. I protect the people I love. Great, but then this is not the year for that. This is a go out, do things. Like there's no home base actually. When you think about a dragon, there is not a home base. Right, there's a firm foundation of you are the home base. That's a very different interpretation of the world, of saying you are the home base, because a dragon doesn't care. I mean, it's a majestic creature that can create rain. It flies all over the place. It's supposed to bring in storms, bring in prosperity. A dog is gonna have to really change its attitude of saying like, okay, I can be anywhere. That's almost a wolf mentality now when you think about it, right? So this is where I'd say that is not so much a caution, more along the lines of you're gonna have to change your game. So that's the first one. The second one I might consider here is going possibly actually be the pig in some ways. Like there's some positives to a pig, but it's a different game again, right? It's very much like, okay, what are we covering here? Everywhere and nowhere at once. Like it's that type of conversation for a pig. It counters everything a dragon can do. Like on the organ clock, it can counter everything. So that's great. But that also means it can nullify everything.
My cautions for the year was probably the rat has the bath star, and it kind of carries that same connotation as that salty pool. Maybe you'll have the opportunity for, you know, some romance, a situationship type thing, but just not long lasting, you know. The ox too. You mentioned the ox earlier. For me, that's the stars we're looking at would be the what's called the Yinshaw. That could represent a female, just like an aggressive female, an angry female, maybe someone that kind of backstabs you. So, you know, watch out sometimes on the, you know, how you treat the ladies, I suppose. But even for a woman that has the ox, you know, maybe, you know, you lose a friend this year, you know. The dog, I think that's just kind of an obvious one, the clashing energy. But for me, looking at the astrology, leopard tail is kind of about offending others and just speaking out of turn, just being offensive, you know, just kind of being offensive. So that can definitely get you in trouble. And then just the rabbit is a little bit temperamental with the goat blade, just kind of general aggression, maybe lashing out. So those are kind of my cautions for the year. This is a fun one. In relationships, as far as a relationship goes, which zodiac do you think is the most stubborn? Probably the Earth zodiac, the Earth ones, right?
I mean, it's probably Earth. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be probably on the Earth points, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, Earth stubborn, metal's not much better, though. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So if we're going like straight metal pieces, I'm like, all right, monkey's probably not better.
Yeah.
I don't think they're too stubborn about things, and they're going you, and you're going to be like, okay, they want to look at you. That's straight metal from, you know, more of the Bodza standard,
right? Yeah, very other stubborn metal,
right? The rooster is like, again, they'll be like, I'm so pretty, look at me, right? Like the vanity conversations, like, I'm so pretty, why wouldn't I be stubborn? But then you also have dragon. I mean, dragon is an earth sign, so you got that. Right. So this is kind of again, and what is it? Dog is an earth sign too, from Butts, if I remember correctly. So this is kind of any one of the earth pieces. I mean, any goat, I think, falls into that camp. I think there's one more, but right, because there's four earth. I know that. So this is one of these things where it's like any of the earth signs, you got at least six signs are going to be like a nope. So you're only left with six left, right? So the most stubborn is the question. And this year, it's probably going to be the dragon.
Is that added? I'm going to added
double down on the energy. Dragon or the dog as the most stubborn piece because it's oppositional. Dragon, because it thinks it's so awesome this year, right? And what's the opposite of that? The dog is going to be adversarial to that directly, saying like, you think you're awesome? Let me take you down a peg. Right. Yeah. So there's a little more of assertiveness to it on those points. But yeah, stubborn is probably those earth pieces there for this upcoming year.
So I totally agree, because I definitely put those were my picks too, is the dragon, dog, goat and ox, you know, the four, but also the pig. So I noticed that the pig zodiac is very, I guess it's because it has a yin and yang, you know, but man, it's a very, it can be very pessimistic, I suppose, not so much stubborn, very pessimistic and stuck in the way they want to feel. So I've noticed that about
the
people with the pig.
It's the Eeyore sign this year,
right? Yeah, for sure. It's like a little rain cloud, you know, like a rain cloud.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Most trustworthy and loyal. What are your picks for that one?
I'm probably gonna go with snake. All right. That's where I'm gonna go on this one. Why? It gets generated this year from it. Right. So this is where you have the earth piece, but I'm looking at the heavenly stems where it's like, what's the natural next progression? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Snakes in this context. That, or you might consider the rat, which is weird because you'd be like, really, the rat is trustworthy? Like, these are really intellectual signs. That's why you can trust them. They're going to use their head this year. Everyone else might be scrambling emotionally and be like, where is everything? But it's this fire correlation. So this is always going to be one of these pieces that if someone's actually thinking, it's a good thing. And it's not like a thinking like, I'm pensive, I'm trying to figure out the strategy here. It's more just, you get it. You look at this and say, well, we can do better. You're almost an aspirational leader at that point. So those signs being more fire correlations are going to have a direct connection much more this year, I think, than any other years.
Best communicator, which zodiac signs have you noticed best communication with?
Body language. I'm going to generally say, like, there's a lot of signs that do a lot of internal type of languages. Verbal cues, IQs, etc. You can say a thousand things without even doing anything, right? So you want to say what the best communicator is? It's probably going to be a horse, right? Just default, that's what they do. And then the next thing is probably going to be a rooster because they talk all the time, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to look elegant, but I'm probably going to think it's what? It's going to be possibly the sheep or goat. A little more emotional on their speech correlations there. But those are your top verbal communicators, I would say. If you're going to say, generally, what is your best subtle communicators, nonverbal cues? I mean, you're not going to get anything out of an ox. Like, it's just a fact. Like, it is what it is. But I might consider, again, snake might fall into that camp. But I also might consider a tiger, actually. Right, just because of that conversation that they are very physically based, so they might not say a lot, but you're going to see it. It's literally like they can't lie. Like, a tiger is not going to be good at lying about things. You know, if you piss them off, you know, if they're happy, it's a very kinetic or kinesthetic type of sign, right? Yeah. So any of these pieces in the trine that is like, you know, what I would consider the fighters, like your horse, your tiger, right? This is even the dog. Like, you know, when you pissed off your dog, like, these are very kinetic signs.
Sure.
Just vocal one is going to be the horse, but these other two signs, like, it's body language.
Nice. My pick was just rooster, just because maybe not the best communicator, but the loudest communicator, probably. That's what I'll say. It would be the rooster. Yeah. Rooster. So yeah, yeah, for sure. They'll make sure they're heard. So maybe not best, but definitely loudest. Let's see here. Most physical or like sensual in a relationship?
That's a hard one. I mean, there's just so many ways. I mean, sensual, any of the earth signs. I would say any of the earth signs. I mean, that's all the flesh, right? Now, if, like, at that point, I'd say, like, yeah, anything that's like your rocks, at that point, it definitely won't be sensual. It doesn't seem like it's sensual, but it is, right? Your other signs also, again, anything that's equated to an earth sign, I'd say it's fair game because it's of the body. The other thing, and that's like a slow burn. It's not like a long time. When you talk about sensual, you're doing a build-up on that particularly. But I would probably say any of the earth signs are fair game this year, or just in general.
My general pick is definitely the specifically the wood rat. It's just because it's a straight peach blossom, wood and water. So that's always my pick. If you if you see a Nabatsa, usually that person's pretty active. I'll say they're pretty active. So that's my pick there. Because that does kind of made me think, like you were talking about, it's more of a sensual is more of a slow act, I suppose. And so maybe wood rat wouldn't specifically fall on that, but that'd be my pick there.
I mean, I think it comes up with like, is it like sensual is enjoying the physical body? That is like an act, right? That's almost a meditative one. Slow. If you want fast burn action, wood rat's all about it, right?
Like, yeah.
Done. Right. So the thing is, again, it's like the definitions of sensuality versus sexuality become a conversation topic.
Yeah. Very true. It was two different things there. Let's see here. Most helpful to their partner. Which zodiac signs do you find are most helpful to their partner?
I can't actually say any signs are helpful realistically because it's really depending on who's playing the game, right? Like I wouldn't be actually say that because it's like what's helpful to one person isn't going to be helpful to somebody else. So I think individually, like different zodiac signs are going to have different pros and cons for this.
To me, let's see here. I put monkey and goat. So goat, just because I do feel like and that might fall under ox too, but the earth signs, I feel like generally tend to be more kind of motherly, caring, type of energy. And so for that, and for monkey, just because they're doers, you know, they just like to go in and do, they're all about that action with that yang metal. They're all about just doing, you know, they'll take over before you even ask them to. So So that was my pick there. Let's see here. Most exciting. Who do you think is the most exciting in a relationship? I guess the most, you know, what is it called? Spontaneous, I suppose.
Spontaneous. That's going to be a horse. I mean, I don't care what horse you say. I mean, any horse is pretty much, well, let the horse run out of the stables and just go to it. Right?
Yeah. That was my pick too. A horse and snake. Snake. It's kind of the same as the pig, but the opposite, right? It has that yin and yang fire in those hidden stems, right? And that main energy, that main chi. And so can be a little bit of rodeo with snake, but yeah, those fire.
I think it comes down to also we're playing opposites. It's kind of like, well, what is spontaneity here? Is it individual spontaneity or is it a group effort? Like I can think of lots of times that people are like, oh, it's Frosh Week, and you just end up doing horrible things, right? But that's a rat thing now, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Kind of builds up. And so this is kind of like, if it's individual ventures, probably won't be the horse. If you're saying group spontaneity, that's a rat thing. If you want to play more of the devil's advocate, like those are the obvious ones, I would think. The most subtle type of spontaneous one, I'm probably gonna say it is most likely a rooster. It sounds weird to say that though, right? But it's like, why a rooster would be more spontaneous? It's literally going to the Trojan War conversation, the prettiest one. Right, like this vanity aspect with the rooster, you don't know what they're going to do. It's a wild card. If you get them at a certain state, At that point, they're just going to be like, boom, I don't care. I'm going out. And they have enough bravado to do it. They may not do it, but that's why I say, like, they have enough willpower to do it, though.
They'll get up and sing karaoke for sure.
Yeah.
It'll be the rooster. Yeah. It'll be the rooster that sings the karaoke. Yeah.
I mean, play to your strengths. You can look at your zodiac sign and say, all right, I want to look at my zodiac, and we can pare down what happens. I mean, you know, this year is going to be a fast year. It's going to be real quick. So if passion hits, it's going to hit. If it's going to be a burn, it's going to be a fast burn. So there is a stabilizing element to this year, particularly with the earth element. So this is where you can do a lot of different earth type of techniques, like Qigong. I mean, Qigong is good for everything, honestly. But this is like, you might consider a lot more crystals this year. If you find yourself a little more on the yang side, which is what this year is, it's pretty much like, boom. And you need to be more grounded. Most people are already ungrounded. You add more energy into the year, it's going to be a roller coaster. So you probably need to get things like hematite to drop you, or at least something like citrine or something along a crystalline structure. That's probably one of the first things I'm going to say. It's like, this is an earth year and it's a wood year on top of that. So these are both undertones of fast and furious. So get some groundings in. What I'm also going to say is watch your emotions. It's like, if you pent up, it could be a blow up year for a lot of people. I've already seen people start getting migraines and headaches more than usual, but I've already called it based on like knowing the chart of the year. So I know where we can take our treatments. But this is kind of like, you know, be aware of your anger, right? And it's not like, don't actually try to reduce it down. I think this is kind of the bigger things. So you're like, oh, well, it's not saying blow up either, but you know, this might be the year to get a therapist, seriously, right?
Yeah.
Or take a journal, because it's like, I don't know, people are already stir crazy because of the previous pandemic things happening, where there's a lot of things with the miscommunications and all these things happening. So you penting up anger does not help you. That is something I've already seen through the door. Like, it's a lot more stress-induced type of problems coming through, whether it be consults or treatments directly, right? In terms of actual relationships, it's one of these things, like I'm always going to say it, self-love sucks, but you need to do it, right? So, like, actually allocating the time to actually, like, reflect and say, like, you know, I love myself. It's, like, you know, and actually mean it, not just kind of be like, oh, I love myself. Like, no, it is going to be hard. There's going to be a lot of transformative pieces around this. You can use stones for this. You can use herbs for this. You can do feng shui structure. It's like, you know, go to your quarter for that. Even talk to your ancestors. I know we had our previous show about that. They're pretty good at you not beating yourself up if you're going that spiritual route. And saying like, yeah, I have some problems with this. And doing the detox. The next thing is, you know, you want a relationship, be social. You need to have a social calendar. It's a little bit weird saying this again. It sounds like, well, of course we'll have a social calendar. Not necessarily. I mean, you could do online dating. That's a thing. That's not everyone's shtick. But this is one of those things where you need to have an allocation for date night, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where I say structure things. Remember, Earth is about structure to some level. So this is where it's like, have the plan. That's your young wood. Have your structure. That's also your young Earth. So pick a day. Make that your day. And that's like, okay, it's a Saturday, it's a Friday, whatever it is. If you end up doing spontaneous things, great. But you should have one thing and treat it like a job.
Sure, me and my husband have a standing date night every Friday. We know we're going to eat, so we always go eat together. But other than that, sometimes we just take a drive. Sometimes we go to the movies. And, you know, what do we feel like? Sometimes we just come home and watch a movie, you know. But we always make sure we spend that day together no matter what. So, yeah, there's definitely something in planning that time together. It's really helped strengthen our relationship a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, again, scheduling, I'm a big proponent of, right? Like, it comes down to, like, you know, you have loose, flexible times, but again, it's time boxing things. I think that's probably the most important thing. It's like, everyone's busy. If you say this is a designated day, well, it's a designated day to do X. What happens during that time? Who knows? It's like, that's where the spontaneity comes in, but you know, there's that day. Especially in a dragon year, you don't, like, it's a lot of, it's literally earth shattering. It is major movements. the thing that's going to keep you consistent is a schedule.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please go check out the website, queencitycurio.ca. Really big thanks to Zach Louie for joining me. Lots of events that they host, just even on a bi-weekly basis. There's sponsorship opportunities if you're in the Toronto area, and there is an event coming up on the 24th. So go check that out on the website. A link to the event page will be in the show notes also. And I'll catch you guys next time for another episode of the Learn Feng Shui podcast.